Good afternoon. A woman has been arrested after a five-day-old baby was found decapitated and dismembered in a rubbish bin. Details of the crime first emerged last week when detectives launched an urgent appeal to find the mother. Doctors confirmed the little girl had been born alive and was just 5 days old when she was killed, likely with a knife. Yesterday, Guardia Civil officers in Madrid arrested a woman who was born in Ecuador. Reports said police were searching her house in a working-class neighbourhood in the capital. The suspect, who has been taken into custody, remains unnamed but has been described locally as a married woman with children. DNA tests carried out on the corpse revealed that she was of Latin American or subtropical origin, suggesting her mother would have been from a Central or South American country. In light of this, the Guardia Civil asked for citizen collaboration in case any resident knew of an immigrant woman who had been pregnant during the last months of last year. Banco Santander yesterday said it had reached an agreement to acquire smaller rival Sabadell's British unit, TSB, for initially $3.64 billion in an all-cash deal, subject to approval by Sabadell shareholders. Sabadell's decision to dispose of TSB offers the lender a potential defensive play as it seeks to stop a hostile takeover approach from BBVA, while an eventual deal would give Santander the seventh largest bank branch network in the UK, in addition to its own. Santander, which is the Eurozone's biggest lender by market value, said the deal would help it become the third largest bank in the UK by personal current account balances. Firefighters said they found two bodies after a blaze in the northeast of the country. The heatwave across Europe this week broke high temperature records, caused the closure of schools and increased the risk of fire. Authorities in Catalonia yesterday confined around 14,000 people to their homes due to the two wildfires that broke out almost simultaneously in the province of Lleida. The exact cause of the fire was unclear, but the service said that the recent heat, dry conditions and strong winds had increased the intensity of the flames. Catalonia's regional president, Salvador Illa, said he was dismayed after learning of the death of the two people as a result of the fire. Hours earlier, police in the region had reported the death of a two-year-old boy after he was left in a parked car in the sun for several hours. And the number of people registered as unemployed fell in June to the lowest figure since May 2008, before the bursting of the real estate bubble. According to data from the Labour Ministry released this morning, a total of 2.41 million people were registered as unemployed in June, down by almost 49,000 from the previous month. The number has not been that low since May 2008. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.